the federal government makes its case for net neutrality. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. The chairman of the Federal Communications Commission is proposing new regulations that would require internet service providers to treat all web content the same. Under the rules, which apply to both wired and wireless networks, operators would not be able to discriminate on how they handle internet content or applications on their networks and would have to make their network management practices clear to their customers. Stacey Higginbotham covers telecom issues for technology news site GigaOM. I asked her what kind of behavior the proposed rules are designed to stop.
They're designed to guard against carriers or ISPs preventing certain types of traffic on their network. And that may be application specific, such as voice over IP, so services like Skype or Vonage, or it may be things like peer-to-peer video, such as what Comcast did. But it's also designed to stop people from blocking certain types of political messages, such as what Verizon did, I believe last year, blocking certain types of political groups from sending certain texts to their users. So that's the kind of thing that they're trying to prevent.
So who opposes the proposed rules and why?
Few people outright oppose it. Most of the ISPs, so we're talking the AT&T, Verizon, Comcast, they've been issuing statements that kind of welcome this very cautiously. And they seem to be fine with the idea of general net neutrality principles, but what they're against is the idea of making them into some sort of formal regulation. And the reason is they argue that this will take away from their ability to manage traffic on their network.
Right, because they complain that often they have certain kinds of traffic which can create really big bottlenecks, and they just can't handle that kind of traffic, right? So they want to be able to control that through some kind of traffic limitations or a different price structure.
Yes, the carriers really want to say, gosh, I'm getting a whole lot of P2P traffic, and it's really overloading my network in this particular geographic region, so I want to slow it down. What this says is if you want to do something like that, you need to make it transparent to your users, and you also can't discriminate against a certain type of traffic, such as P2P.
What specific changes might consumers see if these rules are enacted?
So specific changes that a consumer might see is you might be able to access a voice application like Skype on your AT&T phone and have that go over the AT&T's 3G network rather than the Wi-Fi network. You would also see AT&T possibly relax its terms of service to allow rebroadcasting of TV content on your iPhone using a service such as Slingbox, which currently is prohibited.
So overall, this sounds like it's pretty good news for consumers. Are consumers the big winners here?
So the consumers will win by getting innovative services that maybe would have been blocked before. But there's also a big win for startups trying to provide these services, and even for larger companies like Google that are also trying to provide these services.
Stacey Higginbotham is a staff writer for technology news site GigaOM. The new rules will be formally proposed at an FCC meeting next month. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.